Fred. Hey, Fred, how you doing? God bless you, sir. Minister Lee is there. He called me yesterday and told me he was coming, and there he is. Amen, amen, amen. I didn't recognize you. I think you had cut your hair since the last time I saw you. Amen. You wanted to look like me, right? So good to see you. Amen. Hold your Bibles in there. Let's make a confession over the word. This is my Bible. This is the true word of God. The word of God is true. I believe what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I believe God has given us this word. I believe God has given us this book. So I can live a victorious Christian life. Not just when I die, but right now, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Open your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. What a mighty God we serve. Amen, amen, amen. How many of you know the anointing flows? Sometimes you have to flow with the anointing. Amen. Proverbs chapter 3. Are you there yet? Amen. Look at verse number 1. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse number 1, it says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. Amen. Because people still turning in pages. I'm just going to wait for a couple of seconds. I don't want to rush you. Amen. Don't stop turning. Amen. Chapter 3, verse 1, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding, NIV says, a good name in the sight of God and man. Amen. I believe that the goal of every Christian should be to please God and get God's approval. Do you all agree with that? I believe every Christian should, his goal should be to please God and get God's approval. Because when we please God, the Bible tells us that we find favor in his sight, and not only in his sight, but also in the sight of man. Are y'all still with me? Amen. But the only way that we will be able to please God fully, the only way we will be able to please God fully is to live a life filled with wisdom. The only way we will be able to please God fully is to live a life filled with wisdom. Yeah, I know. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6 that without faith, it's impossible to please God. I know. But how many of you know it takes wisdom to operate in faith? Are y'all still with me? Amen. And the reason why I say that is because a lot of Christians, they know the scripture. We walk by faith, not by sight. The Bible tells us the just shall live by faith. And they still do not do it. And the reason why they do not do it is because, it's not because they just don't want to. They just have a lack of wisdom. Are y'all still with me? Amen. You know, well, Pastor, why wisdom? Well, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 4 that wisdom is the principal thing. Are y'all still with me? Wisdom is the principal thing. So in order for us to live by faith, we have to have wisdom in order to do it. Amen. And once again, a lot of people are not walking by faith because of their lack of wisdom. Amen. Now, when we talk about wisdom, we have to understand that there are two kinds. You know, just like faith, there are two kinds. There is worldly wisdom or human wisdom or man wisdom. And then there is godly wisdom. There's worldly wisdom and there is godly wisdom. As I said before, everything that God has, Satan have a counterfeit. Are you all still with me? Amen. Amen. And the worldly wisdom focuses more on the natural, okay? It focuses more on the natural or the natural world, if you will. And worldly wisdom will deceive people into making them think that they are smarter than everyone else. And it will also deceive them by making them think that when they're going through a situation in life, they can figure it out all by themselves. They don't need God. They can do it all by themselves. Are y'all still with me this morning? Amen. And then there's godly wisdom. And the God kind of wisdom reminds us that in this lifetime, we must depend totally on God for everything. That's godly wisdom. The world kind of wisdom says, well, I'm smart enough. I can figure it out myself. I can get myself through this situation. I know that, I'm not the first one, so I'm just going to do it myself. But how many of you know that's foolish wisdom? Are y'all still with me? But for godly wisdom reminds us that we must depend on God in every area of our life. And when we depend on God, the outcome is always a life of success and a life of prosperity. When I say prosperity, I'm not just talking about finances. I'm talking about in every area of your life. Are you all still with me? It reminds us that without God, without Jesus, we can do nothing. Are y'all still with me? Amen. We can do nothing. And look, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 25, the Bible tells us that the foolishness of God is better than the wisdom of man. It says the foolishness of God is better than the wisdom of man. Now, how many of you know that there's no foolishness in God? But the Bible is just telling us how powerful the wisdom of God is. It says the foolishness of God is better than the wisdom of man, or more wiser, okay, more wiser than men. And it says the weakness of God is stronger than the strength of man. Well, that tells me right there, then, based on 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 25, that tells me right now that I should not try to do things based on my own wisdom. That tells me I should always go to God because God's way is always better than my way. Are you all still with me? Amen. See, what the God kind of wisdom does for us is this. It provides us divine insight of how we should live our life. It provides us with divine insight on how we should live our life. In other words, notice what I said. Notice I said divine insight. Not worldly insight, but divine insight. And it teaches us. It teaches us to be able to see things not from man's perspective, but from God's perspective. Are y'all still with me? It provides divine insight that shows us how we should live our life here on this earth. And not only that, it teaches us how to see things from God's perspective. And how many of you know that when we do things, okay, when we see things from God's perspective, and when we do things the way God wants us to do them, how many of you know that we always win in every area of life, regardless of what area it is, we win in it? Why? Because we did not do it our way, we did it God's way. Are y'all still with me? Amen. In other words, when we do that, the Bible tells us that, when we operate in godly wisdom, we find favor in the sight of God and man. In other words, when I operate in godly wisdom, I tap into the favor of God. If you're looking for a title for this morning's message, it's called Finding Favor Through Godly wisdom. Finding favor through godly wisdom. Because how many of you know there is no better life than living life in the favor of the Lord? There is no better life. You know, I always mention this, you know, and until someone can prove me wrong, you know, then, you know, I'll admit that I'm wrong. If they can prove me wrong. Because I always hear, and I'm still looking for the scripture. And if you all know where the scripture is at, please let Pastor Ron know where it's at. Because maybe I missed a chapter. But people always say that favor ain't fair. Now, I don't know what kind of favor that they're talking about. See? And they related, you know, I don't hear it much out there. I hear it in the church. So, or I hear it on some person on TV. But see, just because they're on TV, that don't mean that they know what they're talking about. Because I have yet to see in the Word of God that God's favor is not fair. I've yet to see that. And if you all know where it's at, please show it to me so I can admit that I'm wrong. Because God is a just God. And God wants us to have his favor. He wants us to have it. He wants to bless us. And he tells us, he gives us so many conditions on if we do this, we will be blessed. If we did that, we will be blessed. So if God's favor was not fair, then why would he tell us how to get it? Are y'all still with me? So if you all can, if someone can just help me with that. Because people hear the pastors and bishops and apostles say, favor ain't fair. And then they go around saying it. Well, I mean, no, God is a fair God. He's a just God. The Bible says that God is no respecter of persons. And the way we tap into the favor of God is through godly wisdom. Are y'all still with me this morning? Amen, amen, amen. See, all throughout the Bible, there is scripture and words that lead us to godly wisdom. Notice I didn't say worldly wisdom. You can find that anywhere. You can pick up any book in the library and open it up, and you can read about some worldly wisdom. But you can only find godly wisdom in two places. Number one, in the Word. Number two, if you ask God to give you some. Are y'all still with me? Amen. All through the Bible. And listen, the book of Proverbs is filled with words of wisdom. The book of Proverbs have more scriptures of wisdom, if you will, than any book in the Bible. They call it the wisdom book. Are y'all still with me? And how many of you know the Bible even tells us, you know, we talk about lifting up the name of Jesus, worshiping him, praising him, making him number one in our life. Don't you know the Bible tells us in Proverbs 19 that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of what? Wisdom. That tells me that wisdom must have a, look, and look, I don't know if you noticed this, but don't you know that for some reason, the Bible calls wisdom a she or her. Man, doesn't matter how powerful you think you are, you need her. Talking about wisdom. Are y'all still with me? The Bible even says, let patience have her perfect work. Are y'all still with me? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And Proverbs 3, just like many other chapters in the book of Proverbs, give us words of wisdom. Are y'all still with me? I want you to go back to the book of Proverbs. But before I read the scripture, I want to give you just a little history of the book of Proverbs. You know, the Bible tells, history says that the book of Proverbs was written by King Solomon. Some theologians will tell you that King Solomon didn't write all of it. They said there were other other wise men who contributed to the book of Proverbs. And some would say that some of the wise men gave their wise thoughts to King Solomon and he wrote it. But how many of you know it's in the Word of God? So if it's in the Word of God, that means that it's for us today. Are y'all still with me? Amen. And see, King Solomon, if you have followed the life of King Solomon, you will find out that when he got started, he was operating in godly wisdom. But somewhere along the line, he substituted godly wisdom for worldly wisdom. And when he substituted godly wisdom for worldly wisdom, then you hear about the fall of King Solomon. How many of you know that worldly wisdom does not compare to godly wisdom in any way, way or form? In any way. Godly wisdom is the wisdom. Yeah, it's all right to be smart. But see, worldly wisdom can work for you or against you. And I'm going to show you a scripture in the Bible here shortly to qualify what I just said. It's good to have wisdom, worldly wisdom, but worldly wisdom does not take the place of godly wisdom. Why? Because godly wisdom is divine insight on how we should live our life right here on earth. And when we take that divine insight and put it into operation in our life, we always come out on top. Are y'all still with me this morning? Amen. I want you to go back to Proverbs chapter 3. Amen. Because the Bible tells us here in verse 1, it says, my son. Well, this tells me that someone is writing to a child or their children or a son. Well, how many of you know, or a father is writing to a son? Well, how many of you know God is the Father? And how many of you know that we are his children? So this applies to us as well. Look at what the Bible says. It says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. Now, I just want to, I like to break the word down. And I want to mention this. Notice what the Bible just said. And notice what it did not say. The Bible says, forget not my law. I like to say divine law or the word. I'm going to say the word. Forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. Notice where the Bible tells us to keep the word at. Where? In your heart. Notice what the Bible did not say. Notice it did not say keep the word in your mind. Notice the Bible didn't say keep it in your ears. Because many people come to church on Sunday morning and sometime on Wednesday. And while I'm on Wednesday, let me just veer to the right a little bit. And I'm coming back. And I'm not trying to make anybody feel guilty. But my prayer is that more of you come to church on Wednesday night. Because I know we all need the word. Now, I know you all work. You may be a little tired sometimes. But I don't think it's going to hurt too much if you come to Bible study on Wednesday night, because you're missing out on some good word. See, Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And I'm not asking you to come Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but I'm just asking you to at least come two times during the week, Sunday and Wednesday. Amen. Now I'm going to get off of there because I don't want to make anybody be, I know Holy Spirit convict people. I don't want nobody to miss this word, but I just want you to just give it some thought. Amen, amen, amen. Are you all still with me? Okay, I'm back to the word now. Y'all all right? Everybody okay? Amen. Okay, I'm back. Amen, amen, amen. See. But notice it said the heart, because a lot of people come to church, but the word goes in one ear and out the other. Are y'all still with me? So listen, it says that keep the word in your heart. And look at what the Bible says, what will happen if we do that. How many of you know these are words of wisdom? It says, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. That tells me that if I keep the word in my heart, that might come up with a situation where I need the word. And I need to apply the word to a situation. Are y'all still with me? I might be stressed out about something. I might be going through a hard time. I might need something from God. And if I keep the word of God in my heart, I can remind myself that, wait a minute, there's nothing too hard for God. You know, there is nothing too hard for God. And this situation I'm going through, God's got it. You know, that's what the word will remind me of. And then listen, then I apply the word. In other words, I am applying godly wisdom to the situation, and I will always come out on top. Instead of me having stress, the Bible says what? Long life and peace shall they add to thee. I was stressed out about the situation, but because I put the word of God in my heart, now I have peace. I might not understand what's going on, but I know the Bible says that the peace of God passes all understanding. Are y'all still with me? These are words of wisdom. Amen? Look at verse number 3. The Bible says, let not, what? Mercy and truth forsake thee or leave thee. It says, bind them about thy neck and write them upon the table of thy what? Heart. Are y'all still with me? Notice what the Bible just said there. It says, let not mercy, that word mercy means love, kindness, and favor. Love, kindness, and favor. I'm going to bring it even closer. Listen to this. The love of God, the kindness of God, and the favor of God. Amen. That word truth means faithfulness, certainly, or just truth. The Bible says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, or write them upon the table of thine heart. There's the word heart again. Notice it didn't say your mind. It said your heart. Why in the heart? Because the heart or the spirit holds on to things. If you put it in your head, you might forget it, see? Because you might find yourself in a situation where someone might do something to you to upset you. And now it's time for you to have some mercy. You might have to put mercy to work. You might find yourself in a situation where somebody did something bad to you and you want to get even with them. But the Bible says we should walk in love because God is love. Are you all still with me? So you might find yourself in a situation where you have to show some mercy for someone, for what they did. You might have to show love because of what somebody treated you. You know, because when people treat you bad, sometimes you want to treat them bad too. But the Bible says that God is what? Love. Amen. See, when I store them in my heart, then when I need them, I can put them into operation. And when I put them in operation, I will always come out on top. In other words, what I'm doing there, I am acting in God's wisdom by keeping my mouth shut. You know, the Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 17 that even a foolish man is thought to be wise when he keeps his mouth shut. Are y'all still with me? See, that's godly wisdom. Worldly wisdom will say, I'm going to get even with them. Godly wisdom says, just be quiet and hold your peace. What peace? The peace that you got stored in your heart. Are y'all still with me this morning? In other words, when you put the wisdom of God into operation in your life, while you're in whatever situation you're in, when you put the word, the wisdom of God into operation, you will receive God's approval. And when you receive God's approval, you will always find favor in his sight. Always. Why? Because you put godly wisdom into operation. Are y'all still with me? Amen. See, instead of you trying to figure the situation out yourself, Instead of, not just you, me too, because the word is for me also. Instead of us trying to figure it out and how to overcome it and how to do this and how to do that, we decided to put the wisdom of God into operation. Are y'all still with me? And like I said, when we do that, instead of us trying to figure it out ourselves, we show God that we really and truly trust in Him. We show Him that we really trust in Him. See, most people, when they read this series of scripture, they always start with verse number 5. To trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thy own understanding. But how many of you know verses 1, 2, 3, and 4 goes along with verse 5? See? Well, Pastor, how can you say that? Well, listen to what the Bible says here. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine what? With all thine what? What did chapters 1, 2, and 3 tell you to store in your heart? What, the word, what else? Mercy, what else? Truth, what? What else? Kindness, right? What else? So I have those things in my heart. I have those things in my heart, so when I trust in the Lord with all my heart, I'm going to trust in the Lord because I have the word in my heart, I have mercy in my heart, I have love in my heart, I have kindness in my heart, I have truth in my heart, and those things are of God. So when I trust in the Lord, or in other words, when I put those things in operation, that shows that I really trust in God. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. In other words, don't try to figure it out. Don't try to do it yourself. Just trust in the Lord. Trust in His word. Trust in His kindness, that He's going to be there to deliver you out of this situation. Don't try to figure it out. You can't do it. I can't do it. Trust in the Lord. When I trust in God with all my heart, the Bible says, lean not to my own understanding. Listen, I don't have to lean to my own understanding. Why? Because I'm just going to trust God and understand the fact that He is going to take care of the situation. Now, I'm going to show you something in a few minutes. I haven't got that yet. I hope I get to it today. Because, see, that word understanding is powerful. Because I don't know if you know it or not, but understanding always travels with wisdom. Not my understanding, but godly understanding. And as long as God understands it, then I don't need to try to understand it. That's why the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. Words of wisdom. Words of wisdom. And then it says, in all thy ways acknowledge Him. Wait a minute. In all thy ways do what? How many of you know that God is God regardless of what situation we find ourselves in? I need to acknowledge Him as being the one and only true God. I need to acknowledge Him as being Jehovah Jireh. I need to acknowledge Him as being Jehovah Nissi. I need to acknowledge God for who He is. I need to acknowledge God because God is God all by Himself. I need to acknowledge God because His word will not return void. Regardless of what I'm going through, I need to acknowledge Him. I need to reverence Him. I need to lift Him up. I need to give Him praise. Because once again, in all your ways, acknowledge Him. Doesn't matter what the situation look like, what it smell like, or how big it is. I have to know that God is still God, and He is still a deliverer, and He will deliver me as long as I do what His word tells me to do. Operating godly wisdom. And then the Bible tells me when I do that, it says when I follow godly wisdom, it tells me the result that I will receive just by following godly wisdom. It says when I do that, the Bible says, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He will do what? He'll tell you how to get out of this situation. He'll tell you how to overcome it. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. And when I do that, I receive the favor of God. Well, Pastor, what's the favor of God? He shall direct my path. That's favor. That's favor. Are y'all still with me? That's favor. How many of favor is not being in bondage? That's not favor. Favor is not being depressed. That's not favor. Favor is not being oppressed. That's not favor. But when he delivered me, that's favor. All because I put godly wisdom to work in my life. Are y'all still with me? So trust him with all my heart. In all my ways, acknowledge him. And he shall direct my path. But I have to have it in my heart. I have to store those things in my heart. You know, in Romans chapter 10, the Bible says, the word is near thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart. It says it is the word of faith which we preach. The word is near thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart. I cannot afford to not store the word of God in my heart. I cannot afford to not store love, peace, and kindness in my heart, because once again, those are characteristics of God. And if I do not store them in my heart, I may find myself in a situation where I might do something or say something that's not in line with the word. What have I just done? I have just excused myself from the favor of God in that particular moment. I'm talking about filled with favor. Yes, as Christians, we're still blessed, but we have to operate in godly wisdom to receive God's best. And he tells us what to do. He gives us divine insight on what to do to receive the favor. See? But see, if I don't store those things in my heart, I might find myself in a situation where I forget the word, where I forget God's love and kindness, where I forget peace. I might find myself in a situation where I forget Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and I might try to figure it out myself using worldly wisdom or man wisdom or human wisdom. Well, you know, I'm pretty smart. You know, I accomplished this. Surely I can work this situation out myself. And what happens is people fall deeper and deeper in the darkness because they try to let their human wisdom do what only godly wisdom can do. Doesn't matter how smart you are, doesn't matter how many degrees we have, doesn't matter how many books we've read, doesn't matter how many internet sites we've been to. Nothing compares to godly wisdom. Are y'all still with me? Nothing prepares. And the reason why people, when they try to do things themselves and they fall into the black hole, is because instead of putting their trust in God, they either put it in their trust in someone else or they put it in themselves. And Jesus says in John chapter 15, without me, you can do nothing. And as I've said many times before, nothing plus nothing minus nothing times nothing divided by nothing is what? Nothing. And how many know there's nothing we can do about it? But when I put godly wisdom into operation, I am showing God that I trust in him with all my heart, and that I will not lead to my own understanding. Have you ever noticed anybody that they're going through a situation and I just got to figure this thing out. Why are you trying to figure it out? Just give it to Jesus. He already knows the answer. I'm going to try to do it first. And then, when I don't get it, then I give it to you. No. The Bible says to seek ye what? Seek ye what? The kingdom of God and his what? Righteousness. And then all these shall be what? Say it again to me. Thank you so much. Listen to me. Amen, amen, amen. Seek you first. How many of you know when we seek God first, that is an example of godly wisdom? When we try to figure it out ourselves, that is a sign of foolish wisdom. Because sometimes worldly wisdom can be foolish. Are y'all still with me? Listen, don't you know that the Bible tells us in the book of Genesis, I'm sure you know this, chapter 1, verse 27, that God created us in his image, after his likeness. So that tells me that instead of me trying to, instead of me trying to do things my way, I need to do them the way God did them. Or just as close as possible. Of course, we don't compare to God, but, you know, we were made in his likeness, so we should do some things, try to do them like God did them. Don't you know that God himself operated in wisdom? Don't you know when God created the heaven and earth, he used godly wisdom? And if God used wisdom, what makes us think that we shouldn't use godly wisdom? What makes us think that? Well, I tell you what makes us think that? Pride. And how many of you know that pride and godly wisdom don't go together? The Bible calls it an unbalance. See? Because, see, that's another thing that worldly wisdom will do for us. It will promote pride in our life. Once again, because we think we're smarter than everybody else. And godly wisdom and pride, they don't mix. They do not mix. Are y'all still with me? Look at you in Proverbs. Look at chapter 3, verse number 19. Do y'all see that? Look at what it says. It says, the Lord by what? Wisdom hath founded the earth. By understanding hath he established the heaven. By his knowledge the depths are broken up and the clouds drop down the dew. Look at that. Where there's wisdom, there's knowledge. Where there's knowledge, there's understanding as long as wisdom is present. I'll say that again. Where there's wisdom, there's knowledge. Where there's knowledge, there's understanding as long as wisdom is present. The Bible says the Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding hath he established the heavens, and by his knowledge the depths are broken up and the clouds drop down the dew. That's why I can't forget the word. I have to store it in my heart. If God used wisdom, that tells me, little old country boy from North Carolina, that I need to use godly wisdom also. Because only godly wisdom could be able to create the heaven and earth. You find the smartest person in the world, and you tell them that Pastor Ron said, create the heavens and earth. And I guarantee you they can't do it. Are y'all still with me? They can't do it. And once again, all throughout the book of Proverbs, as well as other scriptures, there are words of wisdom that when we operate in these words of wisdom, we receive the favor of God. You're already in chapter 3. Just look at verse 7. You're already in chapter 3, I believe. Look at verse number 7. The Bible says, here we go. Be not wise in your own eyes. Do y'all see that? It said, be not wise in your own eyes. Yeah, I'm smart. I know I can figure that out. You know, I remember one time I was in school, and I was in college at Central Texas College years ago. And I remember, I forgot what class I was taking. And I remember we had a test. And, you have little study groups leading up to the test. And I remember this female, she was sitting beside me. And, you know, we all talked about the test and stuff. And then we're taking the test. She's beside me. And I noticed as we're taking this test, she has her paper covered up. I guess she thought I wanted to look at her answers. So she made sure she got her paper covered up. You know, I just happened to glance over there and paper covered up. I don't want your answer. Your answer is probably wrong. Paper covered up. That's not the kind of wisdom I'm looking for. You mess around and make me get an F on that test. I'm thinking to myself, why? No, why? I'm thinking to myself now, oh, she thinks she's over there covering her paper up. I don't want that kind of wisdom. I want godly wisdom. Amen. I just thought I'd share it with y'all. Come on, let's go back to the Bible. Amen. I want your wisdom. I want godly wisdom. She probably, I don't know what she made. I probably scored higher than she did anyway. So the Bible says, once again in verse 7, be not wise in your own eyes. Fear of reverence. That word, listen, when you see the word fear in the Bible, it's not telling you to be scared of God. Because, the Bible says fear God. Ooh, I'm not going to pray to him because I'm scared. No, reverence. Acknowledge him for who he is. It says, fear the Lord and depart from what? Evil. See, don't you know when you're studying the word of God, you don't have to even look to people trying to be trying to get deep. I need to get deep. Listen, don't you know a lot of times what you need to know is right there in that scripture? It's right there. He want to get deep. I want some deep revelation. Listen, they haven't even gotten past the first layer of dirt, and they want to go deeper. Anyway. But look at what the Bible says here. Look at what it says here. It says, be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and do what? That tells me that when I try to be wise in my own eyes, I am operating in evil, in other words, sin. When I think my way is better than God's way, I'm sinning. That's what that scripture tells me. Now, I don't know what it tells you, but it tells me don't be wise in your own eyes because it's evil. Reverence the Lord instead. And then it says, when I do that, or when I do not do that, words of wisdom, it tells me the favor I receive. It says, it shall be health to thy neighbor and marrow to thy bones. That's the favor. When I do not try to be wise in my own eyes, and I be wise by using godly wisdom, it says, it shall be health to my neighbor and marrow to my bones. How many of your bones need some marrow? And then here's another words of wisdom. Words of wisdom. Look what the Bible says. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with thy ninth fruit of all thine increase. What? Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the 25th fruit of thine increase. Do y'all see that? If you don't see that, what do you see? How many of you know that those are words of wisdom? It says, honor the Lord with thy first fruit. Well, I think, you know, I got increased and I'm going to pay all my bills first, and whatever I have left, I'm going to give it to the Lord. No, that's not what it says. Well, you know, I saw this nice outfit at the mall. And I'm not sure how much it costs, but I'm going to go get it first, and then I give God the rest. No, that's not what it says. Christians, I told you, when we operate in godly wisdom, we always find favor in the sight of God. See, this right here, this verse is the reason why a lot of people are broke, busted, disgusted, and can't be trusted. They are abused and confused. Why? Because they do not honor the Lord with their first fruit. And they expect to receive from God. Once again, when we do not follow godly wisdom, we are taking ourselves out of the favor of God. We're doing it to ourselves. But when we operate in godly wisdom, we always receive victory in every area of our life. And you have a lot of people living from payday to payday because they are receiving financial increase and they're not honoring God with it. They're trying to make ends meet, and I've told you before, ends don't meet. That's why they call it ends. But when we start putting godly wisdom into operation, listen, I might not understand it. I might not understand why I should give this to God because this is all I have. I might not understand why I should give him the tenth of this. But the Bible says what? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into your own understanding. Because if we try to follow our own understanding, this worldly wisdom gonna rise up. Well, you know, it really don't make sense to give increase to the church. You're not giving it to the church. And nowhere in the Bible says, give to the church. The Bible says it belongs to the Lord. Well, the church might do something with, and listen, I'm not talking about word of knowledge. I mean, we good. Amen. But people, church might spend, listen, don't worry about what the church do with it. You just honor the Lord with your first fruit. That's wisdom. And then the Bible tells us what the favor of God is when we do that. See, people don't like to talk about things like this. They don't like to say, oh, it's fine. You're talking about money. I ain't going to church no more. I'm not worried about it. But that's what people do. And listen, that's one of the areas where Satan keeps people in bondage. They don't want you to hear the word on that because you might do it. Are y'all still with me? So once again, look, words of wisdom. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Look at the favor. Look at the favor when you do that. It says, when you do that, so shall your barns be filled with what? With what? You mean to tell me if I honor the God, Lord, with the seed, I'm going to have more than I gave? Yeah. Why? Because God is a God of increase. And how many of you know, in order for someone to do that, it takes faith. But wait a minute. In order for them to operate in faith, it takes godly wisdom. Because if I go by worldly wisdom, it don't make sense. I don't understand it. Well, that's why the Bible says, trust in the Lord and lean not to my own understanding. Are y'all still with me? So shall their barns be filled with what? Plenty. And thy precious shall burst out with new wine. The precious shall do what? Burst out. In other words, I will not have room enough to receive. Because it will come back to me, good measure, pressed down, shake it together, and running over. All because I put the wisdom of God in operation in my life. Are you all still with me? See, the word works. If we work the word, that's why the Bible says, store it in your heart. Because the Bible says, out of the heart flow what? Are y'all still with me? Amen, amen, amen. I told you, godly wisdom is totally different from worldly wisdom. And many of us Christians, because I'm included, I'm a Christian too, many of us think that we're operating in godly wisdom and we're still operating in worldly wisdom, and that's why we are not receiving the promises of God. That's why we're not receiving. And we wonder why things are not happening in our life. Well, you know, by the word of God say, if I should give me the desires of my heart, the word of God say, yeah, maybe we'll not operate in godly wisdom. Because godly wisdom does not make sense to the natural man. Bible tells us in Romans, godly things are foolish to the natural mind. They don't make sense. See? Yeah, we can quote the scripture, we walk by faith and not by sight. Yeah, anybody can do that. But do we have the wisdom to do that? See, walking by faith ain't just walking. I'm walking by faith. Nah, it's doing what the word of God says, rather I understand it or not. It may not make sense to me, but I'm going to do it anyway. That's what faith is. Acting on what you believe according to the word of God. When God says something, when I receive a divine insight on what I need to do to live a victorious Christian life, I can't ask about it, I can't think about it, I can't worry about it, I can't say, well, if I do that, no, I can't ask questions, I just need to do it. And when I do it, I receive what it produces. And that's the reason why, see, I don't talk world of knowledge, I mean church in general. Many Christians in the world have received the revelation. And that's why they keep doing and they keep doing and they keep doing, because the more they do, the more God keep blessing and blessing and blessing. But the people who do not do, is struggling, and they're wondering why. Well, the reason why is because they're not using godly wisdom. Are y'all still with me? So all throughout the Bible, especially the book of Proverbs, it tells us, if you do this, this will happen. If you do this, this will happen. If you do this, this will happen. If you don't do this, this will happen. And many of us choose to do the opposite. And wonder why things not happening. Well, the Bible said it wouldn't. Like I said, worldly wisdom and godly wisdom don't even, like apples and oranges. It's even worse than that. If I asked Minister Terry, can you give me an apple out of the bowl? And she give me a pear. I didn't ask you for a pear. I asked you for an apple. They don't mix. Go to James chapter 3. I will not be able to finish this message today. Part 2 next week. We need to understand the power of operating in the wisdom of God. When you get there, say amen. James chapter 3. James, Peter, John, Jude, Revelation. Fifth book from the end of the Bible. That's how I always remember scripture by books. I started quoting Bible. Look, Mr. Levis, I started quoting James. Oh, that's where it's back there in James. I know where it's at. I just started quoting books of the Bible. Amen. Especially some of those books that we don't ever go to sometimes, like Zechariah and all those books. Like, where is that at? James chapter 3. Are y'all there yet? Look at what the Bible tells us here. It says, verse 13, that's where I want to start. It says, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you. Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of what? Wisdom. In other words, talk is cheap. But if you have, here we go. But if you have bitter envy and what? Strife in your what? Heart, where kindness and love and the word should be. Strife in your heart, glory not, and lie not against the what? Is the truth something that you're supposed to have in your heart too? Are y'all still with me this morning? It says, this wisdom that verse 14 is talking about descended not from where? Above, but is what? Earthly. Sensual and what? Devilish. Devilish? You mean Satan got something to do with it? For where envy and strife is, there is what? Confusion and every what? Evil work. How many know God is not the author of confusion? The Bible says once again, verse 14, but if you have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. That kind of wisdom did not come from above, but it's earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion in every work. I told you that worldly wisdom can either work for you or against you. But godly wisdom always works for you. No comparison. For you or against you. And worldly wisdom can easily present pride. Because most of the time when people have envy in their heart, when they have strife, it's because they are jealous of someone else because they think they are better than the other person, and the other person is getting promoted and receiving blessings, and they are not. I don't understand how they got the job. I did more than they did. Well, maybe they operate in the favor of God, and the other person's not. Maybe they're seeking God first, his kingdom and his righteousness, another person is not. They go by what they read in a book or saw on the internet. And they think that because they got an A and the other person got a B, well, that should have been mine. Don't you know, amen. Let me just stay here. It's devilish. It's not, that's not godly wisdom. That's worldly wisdom. Like a seesaw, work for you or against you. But look at what the Bible says about godly wisdom. It says, but the wisdom, verse 17, that is from above is what? Pure. Then what? Peaceable. What did the word of God tell you to store in your heart? And what? Gentle. And what? Easy to be entreated. Y'all can read along with me. Amen. And what? Full of what? Mercy. What did the Bible tell us to store? What did the word tell us to store in our heart? What? Mercy. God Almighty. And what? Good fruits without partiality. And without what? Hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make what? Peace. You wonder why you have trouble in your life? The reason why you have trouble in your life is you're making trouble. You're making trouble and you're blaming someone else. I'm looking in the sky. You're blaming someone else for your trouble when you're making it yourself. Because the Bible says here, and I believe the word is true. I believe I can do what it says I can do. The Bible says, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make what? Peace. If I'm not making peace, I'm not going to have no peace. So if you're going through a situation and you have no peace in your life, look in the mirror. Maybe you are the one that sowed the seed of strife. Maybe you are the one who sowed the seed of pride. Maybe you are the one who sowed the seed of hatred. Maybe you are the one who sowed the seed of jealousy. Maybe you are the one who sowed the seed of unforgiveness. And you wonder why people won't talk to you. Why? Because you did you not forgive that person who did something to you 15 years ago. Maybe you sowed the seed. Maybe that's why your life is so hard. Maybe that's why it seems like it's so difficult. Maybe that's why it seems like you have no peace and quiet in your life, because maybe you sowed seeds of discord. Because the word says, when you sow peace, you'll have peace. Stand to your feet. I'm here to tell you that when we operate in godly wisdom, we always please God and we will always have the favor of God. Listen, even when other people turn their back on you, you'll have the favor of God. When they talk behind your back, you'll still have the favor of God. When they say you can't make it, you'll still have the favor of God. Listen, when they lie on you, you will still have the favor of God. When everybody turns their back on you, you'll still have the favor of God. And the reason why you have the favor of God, because you operate in godly wisdom. Hallelujah. Because you're walking around in love. And when you walk around in love, God will always favor you in every situation. Remind me of a song, God favored me. Doesn't matter the situation, God will favor you. Hallelujah. Can you bring the song up for me, please?